You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I'm back today with another podcast. Yes, two in one day. You know how I roll. Whenever I'm productive, I'm productive. So this one is about fake news Tommy. Who's Tommy? We're talking about Tommy Lahren. We're talking about somebody who is a jockey for Navy SEALs. Now, keep in mind that Navy SEALs just pulled a fake assassination on Obama. But hey, she's all about Navy SEALs. Her boyfriend's a Navy SEAL, and she only dates Navy SEALs. And like, it's just ridiculous. You would think that somebody who is so supportive of something like a Navy SEAL would support anything but this whole narrative left-wing agenda. But she has come right out just now and given undeniable proof that she is supporting the left-wing narrative. And whenever I say left-wing, I'm talking about far left-wing. I'm talking about liberal. What are you talking about, Chance? Well, let me just tell you. Look, dude. Tommy Lahren has been getting on my nerves for the longest time. At first, I defended her tooth and nail, and I loved her to death. And, I mean, I still kind of do. I mean, she's freaking cool, for the most part. But where she's not cool at is, it's a very, blurred line, I guess. It's just, it's easily crossed. It's a fine line. It's a blurred line. It's, you can't even tell it's there sometimes. But this time, how she has chosen to be fake news, she attacks our youth's mental health. Let me just read to you the tweet that she just posted that made me say, "You are fake news, Tommy." Hashtag fake news, Tommy. She said, and I do quote, "It's not Trump's fault. It's not the NRA's fault. When will our nation wake up and realize we have a youth mental health crisis likely caused by overmedication, absentee parents, and the culture that glorifies infamy and notoriety above God, family, and community?" Oh my God. To all my atheist friends out there, this has got to be the most offensive thing you've ever heard. And to people who are not atheists, this should still be the most offensive thing you've ever heard. While she is right, there are an absentee of parents, and not by the other parent's choice sometimes, most of the time, because you know they get into a bad baby mama or baby daddy situation, and that parent wants to take the children away and leave the other parent just completely lambasted. Just imagine you pull over, throw somebody out of your car, and just take off driving, and then giving them the finger on top of that out the window. Basically, the baby mama situation that I'm in. But see, she wants to blame a mental health crisis. That's the whole narrative right now. Mental health, Second Amendment. They are pushing towards controlling you through mental health and Second Amendment. I cannot stress this enough, folks. And either she's throwing herself into the mix on purpose like this because she's paid to do it, or, well, keep in mind, she does work for Fox Nation, and they are merged with Disney now. So now you've got Disney-sponsored news, which is no good. Disney's got no business being in the news industry. They make CGI and animation films and crap like that. They don't make news. Sometimes they make headlines, but they don't make the news, if you know what I mean. They should not be reporting the news. They should not have their hands in that cookie jar whatsoever. You know, but the fact that she's sitting here saying that, you know, there's a health crisis going on, a mental health crisis, I'm not even gonna say it. It's just, it's stupid. I'm just gonna put it that, it's stupid. But now we get to the second half of the, or she is totally duped by this as well. Which I am convinced is definitely not the case. Why do I say that? Well, simply because she works at Fox News. She's being force-fed what to say most of the time on Fox News. But on her Twitter, that's a whole nother deal. I think that's just one of those things where she posts what she wants. She'll deal with the heat later, but she'll post what she wants right now. Right? Or wrong? Am I right or wrong? But the fact that she's attacking our youth's mental health right now, and believe me, that's a blatant attack. It's a veiled attack. She wants you to focus on child mental health instead of the fact that there's child trafficking. Child mental health or child sex trafficking? Child mental health or child human trafficking? Child mental health or child human trafficking? I'm gonna ask you one more time, what's more important? Fixing a child's mental health or stopping human trafficking that involves children? And if you say both, I'm gonna laugh in your face. Because it's obvious. We need to stop the human trafficking. Yes, okay. Mental health needs to be assessed. Oh my God. No, it does not. It does not. It does not. Leave people's mental stability and instability alone. Now, if they're a flat out psychopath and they get the cops called on them, well then. But until that happens, I don't think you should be taking such preventive measures for us to just be start pointing the finger at everybody else's mental health. Mentally assess your own mental health. Fix your own mental health. You think somebody's a psycho? That's your opinion. You probably don't even have a Cracker Jack degree. So shut your fat mouth. Like, seriously. Tommy Lauren has the biggest, fattest mouth of the whole entire industry of mainstream media. She's got the fattest mouth, and she loves to run that thing. You know, she's never had anything good to say about anybody. Not even about me. She said, oh yeah, that's I can see that, that's possible. She didn't say, wow, great investigational work. She didn't try to contact me in private because I knew everything. Because she already knew. She already knows all the facts. She knows everything. This whole time that I've been trying to bust this whole Las Vegas shooting and everything like that, she already knew. They all already knew what I had to go out of my way to try and prove was true. How sick is that? But this is all alleged, of course. Everything I say is alleged. I'm so sick of this, dude. You know, this mega B-I-T-C-H never has a positive attitude, ever. Have you ever seen her give the news and she had a positive attitude about it? Never. I haven't. Let me tell you something. Tommy never mentions her sources because her sources are incredibly unreliable and not credible at all. And as a matter of fact, the person that she used as her source to negatively and veiled attack me owes me money. He owes me $50 for paying his freaking phone bill. He still owes me. You know who you are. Give me my $50 back, you punk. That wasn't a charity. I didn't say, oh, it's okay, you don't have to pay me back. No, pay me back. Pay me back the $50 you owe me for paying your phone bill. Because you cried and you sat there and you titty babied until I freaking paid it. I felt bad for you. I just must be such a horrible person for helping somebody pay their bill. No, you're a horrible person for manipulating me in such a way and then turning around and never paying me back and cutting me off because you owe me money. You're sick. You know you're sick. You're about as sick as you think your parents are. You're so disrespectful and rude to come up in my house to try and punk me and talk crap about me and get in my face. And this is her source now. This is her source. Somebody who came into my home and disrespected me. You don't come into a man's home and do that. You're lucky I am so trained to have self-discipline. I don't even want to think about what I would have done had I not had all this training. But I'll tell you this, it would not have been pretty. Now, I'm not Superman or nothing. Who is? Who's invincible? Nobody. But dude, I don't go down without a fight. I'll tell you that. And believe me, I don't swing unless it's out of self-defense. So go ahead, say what you want to say. But don't feel bad whenever I make you feel so ashamed that you go home and cry yourself to sleep. Tommy Lauren is convinced she knows my situation better than me just because of hearsay from her unreliable and non-credible witness. Okay, sure. Let me put it to you this way. Ditching your dogs with someone else is beyond selfish. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and put it like this. Treating humans like animals and treating animals like humans is not a healthy mindset. But see, people like her and her source think that treating animals like babies is okay. They're not like little babies. These animals can fend for themselves. As long as you don't put them in a cage that they can't possibly get out of with electrical fence wire in it, then yeah, these animals can fend for themselves. It's in their DNA. You guys are ridiculous. If you think a dog can't fend for itself, yeah, all right. Now don't get me wrong. There are dogs that are stupid and run out in the middle of the street and get ran over. But yeah. That's all another story. So yeah, treating humans like animals is sick, and treating animals like humans is also sick. Man, get out there. Talk to a real human. It's no wonder why our society is as screwed up as it is whenever we treat animals better than we treat each other. It's sad. It's sad. You know who you are, and it's sad. All of you who do that, it's sad. I love animals. I'm very much an animal person. But let me tell you this. Keeping an animal as a pet, in my eyes, and then now, keep in mind, this is just my opinion, but in my eyes, keeping an animal as a pet is animal cruelty. Have you ever seen what happens to Shamu whenever you keep him as a performance pet? Not a performance animal, a performance pet. I'll tell you what happens. Their dorsal fin slinks down. Do you know why? Because they're depressed to be in a tank instead of the open ocean with their family and friends hunting seals like they are meant to do. Have you ever left a dog, much less a pit bull, by itself inside of a house for more than a day? They will tear your house to shreds. It doesn't matter how much food you leave. They get lonely, they get miserable, they feel cooped up inside the house, and they will tear all of your furniture to crap. I want you to really think about that. Really think about that before you actually attack me, fake news Tommy.